The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Jacobowitz, Mechaber Sefer Gvul Rishonim on Erevin, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
For more information about the center, or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Nazir Daf Lamed Beis. The Mishnah discusses, the Mishnah on the bottom of Lamed Beis, going on to Lamed Beis, some of the rules for being matir a neder, or being matir a nazirus. Let's say you have someone who made a neder to become a nazir, and then he went to bring his behemoth that he had set aside for the kavanos of his nazirus, he found it was stolen. So now, if the behemoth was stolen before he made the nazirus, he just wasn't aware of that, so then he can get out of the nazirus, he's not a nazir, because the whole nazirus was a mistake, it was a tayus, it was a mistake. However, if the behemoth got stolen later, so then, since at the time he made the nazirus, he had this behemoth, the behemoth was around, and he expected, he anticipated that he'll use it for the carbonus of his nazirus, for the carbon of his nazirus, it's a good nazirus. The fact that the behemoth got stolen later is not a good way to get out of the nether, to get out of the nazirus. The Mishnah says, "Who tells Ta Nochem Amodai?" It's the mistake that Nochem Amodai made. Shaul Nazir Min Agol and Motz Bismikdash Charev. After the Bismikdash was destroyed, there were some Yidden who came from Golus who were not aware, apparently, that the Bismikdash was destroyed, and they came to bring their Kabbalas of their Naziris. So Nochem Amodai told them, "If you have known the Bismikdash was destroyed, would you have made your Naziris?" And they said, "No." So he said, "If that's so, the Naziris was betoyes. It's a good Pesach, and we could get out of the Naziris, and it's not a Naziris. It was matter for them." And when the Chum heard about the Chum, said, "No, it depends when one made the Naziris. If the Naziris was made after the Churban Beis Hamikdash, then it's a good Pesach. If these people would have known the fact that the Beis Hamikdash was already destroyed, they certainly would not have made the Naziris, and the Naziris is not chal, it's not valid, and they are mutter. However, if they made the Naziris before the Churban Beis Hamikdash, and they first found out, or not only did they first find out, but the Beis Hamikdash was first destroyed after, so then that's not a good Pesach, and they are good Nazirim." The Gemara explains what the differentiation between the two cases is. Rabba says that over here we see that the Rabban convinced Rabbi Eliezer. There's machlekes in the Dharm, in the Mishnah in the Dharm, the Samach Dalad, if Paischem benoilud or not. The halacha is that someone makes a neder, and then some piece of information comes to their attention, which they were not aware of at the time they made the neder, and if they would have known this piece of information, they would not have made the neder. So then we can matter the neder, best we can matter the neder. We'll soon see more of the details of these halachas of Ataris and the Dharm. So the question is, what if this piece of information did not exist at the time the neder was made? It first came into existence later. It's not just that they were missing the knowledge of this information they didn't know about. It didn't exist yet. For example, the Beis Hamikdash. Was the Beis Hamikdash destroyed yet? Just these people were not aware of it because they were in Golus, they lived in Chutz La'aretz. Or it had not happened yet. This piece of information, Churban Beis Hamikdash, did not exist yet. The Beis Hamikdash was first destroyed after they started the Naziris, during the 30 days of Naziris. So if the Beis Hamikdash was already destroyed, they just weren't aware, that's a good Pesach. That's a good way to be matir a neder. However, if the circumstance of Churban Beis Hamikdash first came about later, so then that's considered noilud. That's considered a new circumstance that first developed later, and that is not good for a Pesach. We cannot use such information to be matir a neder. We cannot say the neder was really made betoyes by mistake, because at the time there was no mistake. All the information was available, all the information was known, and the person still chose to make the neder, to make the naziris. Rava says, even though the Chum said, "Ain poisach menoilud," you cannot make a new piece of information that was not existent at the time of the nether into a Pesach to get out of the nether, to mark the nether. What does that mean? Hechidami, what does it mean? Amrilon, we could say to these people, if someone would have come to you and told you the Beis Hamikdash can get destroyed, Beis Hamikdash being destroyed anyway, it's not a good time to make a nether, it's not a good time to make a Naziris, you'll never get to finish it, you'll never get to bring your Kabbalah to Beis Hamikdash, would you have made the nether? And if that would have been good enough to convince them, to talk them out of it, that's not worth making the Naziris, could be the Beis Hamikdash get destroyed, someone could talk them into that, so then already, we came out to the Naziris. And we'll soon see what lies behind Rava's statement. We open up a Shulchan Aruch, the Ovas Nadarim, where these halachas appear. It's the same Reish Chav Ches in Yerdeya. The Dino of Ataris Nadarim, the difference between Pesach and Charata, the different ways to be matir and neder. The Shulchan Aruch says as follows. Misha Nadar, someone makes a neder, for this charit, then they regret making the neder, Yeish Takana De Charata. The mere fact that they have Charata, they regret making the neder, is good enough to be matir the neder. They should go to a Chacham who's a Mumcha, the Gomer, the Solver, he knows all the Svars, he knows all the information, to become a Chacham, he knows all the Svars on his own. The main Yachid Mumcha, there's no one big Tamachachim, is a big enough expert in Uchas Nadarim. Yilchei Tishloish Adyotis, go to three simple people, who the community of Lusaviri, people who are knowledgeable enough in the halachas and are smart enough, that if you explain to them what they're doing, what the concept of a nether is, and how we're matter of a nether, they'll understand what we're talking about. And they know a good way to get out of a nether. The Atiruloi, they can matter for him. But in the Mumcha Sheirel Hatha B'Yachid, nowadays we don't have any one person who's big enough in our times to be that Yachid Mumcha to matter the nether by itself. So we always have to have three people to matter the nether together. Okay, now the Shulchan Aruch says, in Tiv Gimel, Kesed Yacharata, Hatar Halza Harata, Yomelo, the Sitim Gimel, Bam 3 times, Mutalach, Asharalach, Amachalach, say Mutalach 3 times, and Tiv Beis, the Shulchanar, the Ramah, actually said they came after a few of the Dorm together, and say Mutarimlach, 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 they go see Matar and Nether for a few people together, and say Mutalachem, you can make the whole combination of Hatar's Dorms all in one shot, you can say in any language. You can do it even standing, even though a bezdin usually has to be sitting, but this is not real bezdin, not really paskening a kosher mishpat child over here. And therefore the three dayanim who are doing it, the three hadyotas, three regular people who are doing it together, they can be standing. It's not a problem if they're kredim, if they're related to each other or to the person who made the nether. You can do it at night, even though usually it's in Tyrone and takes place by day. You can do it even on Shabbos. Let's say there was no way they could do it before Shabbos, or even if they could have been done before Shabbos, let's say that Torah Sodom is important for the needs of Shabbos. For example, someone made a nether not to eat on Shabbos, not to enjoy Shabbos, and we want to change that. They should be able to have Einik Shabbos and eat on Shabbos. We can not the nether from even on Shabbos. Since it's a Torah for Shabbos, it's needed for Shabbos to do that Torah Sodom. Then the Shulchan Aruch starts differentiating between different forms of Atar Sador. The Shulchan Aruch says that when do we say Ki Matan Neder standing, that the three Tayonim were Matan Neder, they can be standing, that's only for Matar de Charata without a Pesach. What does Charata mean? What does a Pesach mean? Charata means the person regrets making the Neder. He has regret, he changed his mind, he regrets making the Neder. If he regrets making the Neder, so it seems very simple, Ki Matan Neder for him, we can even do it standing. Sometimes you have a person who's not really mischarik. He doesn't really regret having ever made a nether. But we have to find a Pesach. Because now he wants to be matzah the nether, we have to find a Pesach. A Pesach, like we mentioned before, is a piece of information that he was missing, that if he had known this piece of information, he never would have made the nether. So though he doesn't have full regret that he ever made the nether, but l'maaseh, there is a certain piece of information that if he would have known about it, he never would have made the nether. This is called a Pesach, a way to open up to matzah the nether. This takes more concentration and more effort to find a legitimate Pesach. It needs Ian Gadol, as Shulchan Aruch says, with Yashar V'dover, to sit in a relaxed way and to figure out if there is a good Pesach in order to matzah this nether, and therefore it has to be done sitting down. We have to say, the Masha'enu Mizchar Meikara, that which doesn't have Charata, and doesn't regret making the whole nether, is because he has the elephant nether. There's a good reason why he made the nether. He doesn't regret doing it, unless he has some friends who want to convince him to do something he didn't want to do. They want him to come and eat with them, to have a party together with them. And he didn't want to do it. He didn't think it was a good idea, or his son wasn't interested. So he made a nether, and he's not going to sit together with them, he's not going to eat together with them. Or let's say they want to convince him to marry up his son or his daughter to somebody to do a shidduch, which he thought was not a good shidduch for his son or for his daughter. And by making the nether that this shidduch should not happen, he was able to get out of it. So he does not have charata that he ever made this nether. In fact, he's happy that he didn't do the shidduch, or he didn't go to the party together with his friends. So we have to find a pesach. That if he had known a certain piece of information, he would have held back from making the nether. Even though he would have listened to his friends, and he didn't want to listen to them, he really disagreed with them, still, he would not have made the nether. Because it's more complicated, requires more yeshiva das, more concentration, the way the Shulchan Aruch describes it, it has to be done sitting down. Now obviously, if the person lies to the Talmid Chachamim and to the Beis Din, and says that he would not have made the nether, and really, it's not really true, really would have made the nether with this piece of information, or let's say he claims to have charata, he claims to regret, and really does not regret it, even if they say mutalach, 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 he fooled them into saying it, it doesn't work, and the nether is not mutter. We're talking about the honest situation over here. It's an honest situation, and the person either has charata, he regrets making the nether, even if he doesn't have full-fledged regrets in the beginning, however, there's a certain pesach, that there's a certain piece of information that he would have known that he would not have made the nether. Then the Shulchan Aruch says, in Tziv Zayin, that someone has charata of the Ikra Neder, he has full-fledged charata, does not need a Pesach. Here the Shulchan Aruch first explained the case where he needs a Pesach, and now he explains the case where he don't need a Pesach, where charata is enough. He says charata means that you regret it from the very beginning. You regret having ever made the Neder. Let's say a person made the Neder a week ago, and he regrets from day one. He wishes he never would have made that Neder. For the past week it wasn't good for him, he regrets having ever made the Neder. But let's say the Neder was good for him for the first 5 days, and the past 2 days he's suffering from the fact he makes the Neder. So he regrets it, but he doesn't really regret it from the beginning. He's really happy he had the nether for the first 5 days. He just regrets that he stuck with this nether for the past 2 days. So then he does not have a good charata. That's the case where we need a pesach. You need a pesach, he does not have charata, he does not really regret it. Or let's say the case we said before, that he doesn't really regret it because he's happy he didn't go to that party together with his friends, he's happy he made a nether, he doesn't regret it. But now he's stuck with it, it's more complicated for him now. At this point he'd like to get out of the nether. So charata we don't have, we have to find a pesach. Okay, so there's two ways to get out of the nether, like we said. Either do it with charata or do it with a pesach. Now there's different tricks we can do to try to, so to speak, try and make a pesach. Case to do a pesach, what's a pesach? Because you know there are other, he made a nether about a certain thing. Matsirim by Harvish Yishalah. And people are making a lot of pressure on him by Shimatu Nether. I remember we could tell him, Ilya Dat, if you have known Shabsir Bakokah, people make so much pressure on you, but you wouldn't be able to answer them, you wouldn't know how to deal with them anymore. Well, you say, no idea, would you have not made a nether? Well, I'm a Ken. He says, you're right, if you have known they would make so much pressure on me to be Matsu Nether, I never would have made that nether, they have to do Pesach to imatzah the nether. Although it doesn't have charata for anything for making the nether, and there's no Pesach in the nether itself that he's not happy about, no information that applies to the nether. For example, by Nazirus, the fact that Beis Mikdash was destroyed, that affects the nether itself. Now he cannot bring his karbonos of his Nazirus. Here it's completely side fact that people are making pressure on him to be imatzah the nether. Still, that's good enough Pesach. Then the Ramah says, the even if we have a Pesach, we also ask him if he has karata. Really, the Mechaber shortly afterwards also says this. He says, Yesh Bishmasach Shneim, Pesach Lagav Karata. The Arshad is in the Rishonim, we're saying both. A Pesach and Karata. This is the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Bechor Shar. It's brought down over there in the Taz. Rabbi Yosef Bechor Shar brought down in the Mordcha. That holds like this. Their mom mentions it, Mechaber mentions it. They have to be both. Pesach and Karata. Then the Ramah says, "V'nogu l'hachmer v'lasis min acharata pesach." The minhag is he machmer and turn the charata into a pesach. After he said he has charata from the very beginning, he regrets from the beginning ever having made the nether. We tell him, "Ili yadatish tischar." If you've known that you'd regret it one day, kol medadu, you have ever made a nether. Who I'm reloy. It's pretty safe to assume that he's going to say, "No, I never have made this nether. If I would have known that I was going to regret it all the way back from day one, that was never good for me, then I would not have made a nether." But osmat tirmla, there are matzah for him. The Taz explains that this is not really a kima of that sheet of Rav Yosef Bechor Shor. We need a Pesach and Charata. This is really just Charata. We're just making the Charata stronger. And we're proving that really has Charata from the very beginning. It's not just that he changed his mind, the Charata mekan laba, Charata from now on, but the real Charata meikara. The real regret going all the way back to the beginning. Because Charata to work by itself, it has to be a Charata meikara, a Charata from the very beginning. The opinion of Rav Yosef Bechor Shor, in both Pesach and Charata, is not the main sheet of the Rishonim. But the Mordechai brings from Maram Rirotenberg that said, even though it was Rebbeim, Rednoi came out with Charata by itself, and he himself used to. After it was closed, he decided to look at Yosef Bechor Shor, never came out with another without Pesach and Charata. And the Taz says, since the Maram is Matzah, who's going to make all about this? So that's why we try to do both. We try to do a Yosef Bechor Shor and a Pesach and Charata. If we don't have a good Pesach, we do Charata by itself. If we do ask this question afterwards, if you have known you would have Charata, would you have made this nether? And the person says no. That proves that's a good Charata. And also makes it the way the Shach is Mashva, makes it a little bit more like a Pesach as well. Now we have to be very careful to make sure the person is being honest with us when we use a Pesach. For example, we could tell him, if you have known that, let's say a person makes a nether to divorce his wife, to give a get. Then we can ask him, if you have known that it's going to be embarrassing for you, people are going to say, look at this person, he is garish, his wife, divorced his wife, probably she did not there, she has mazana, maybe his kids are mazirim. Would you have ever made a nether if you know people would say that? And he says, no, I would not have made a nether. So that's a good Pesach, that we can trust him. But sometimes we can't trust him. For example, if we tell him, if you have known that making this nether, it's against Kavod HaMakom, it's against Hashem. Hashem doesn't let people make the darim. And he says, no, that I certainly would not have made a nether. Then we do not trust him, because could be he's really lying. Really, he would have made a nether anyway. But it's very embarrassing for him to say, and no, I don't care that that's going to be bad in the eyes of Hashem. So then we can't trust him. That's not a good Pesach. For example, also, if we would tell him that the fact that he made this nether is embarrassing for your parents, it's a bizarre for your parents, people are going to say, look what type of parents they are, look what type of child they brought up, they made this type of a nether, that's not a good Pesach. If he says, oh, I would not have made a nether if I would have known about that. Because he's embarrassed to say that he doesn't care about the covet of his parents. But if we tell him to stop, you made a nether against your parents, now you have to give money to support them because you're not taking care of them. The fact that it's against his parents, we could still make a Pesach out of that. But if the mere fact that it's a bazillion to his parents, the fact he made this nether, that's not a good Pesach. Because we can't trust him that he really would not have made the nether if he had known that people are going to say that's a zuzul for his parents. Now here we get to our halacha. Sif Yud Beis discusses the halacha of our sugya. Now that we have some background in the concept of Tars Darim and Pesach and Charata, we can understand what's going on over here. The Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Yud Beis, Ein Paisin Elo Bedover Ahoyv Averogo, the Shkiach Tuvik, only make for a Pesach something that's common, that often happens. The Ein Paisin cannot make a Pesach al Musla Shkiach Tuvah, something that's not too common. For example, if someone says that he makes a nether not to have enough of a certain person, then that person becomes a big tamachacham, and he has to ask a shiloh for that person, he has to come on to that person. He makes a nether not to come into a certain house. And that shul, that house ends up becoming a shul, they make it into a shul, they transform it, they make it into a shul, they change it over into a shul. That's not a good pesach, that's noilah, like we had in our sugya. That's new circumstance that happened later on, it's an unexpected thing. We're not talking about this building really already was a shul, and he didn't realize, this person already was a tamachacham, and he didn't realize. It first developed later on, the man became a Talmud Chacham, or that house became a shul. So, such a Pesach is considered a Pesach with Noilah, it's an unexpected thing. We cannot say that was a mistake that he made a nether. If we have known all the information, he wouldn't have made a nether. All the information that was existing at that time, if we have known that information, he still would have made a nether. Something unexpected, L'shkiach Tuva, came up later on. For example, there was Misa L'shkiach. Let's say that a certain person died, and because of that, he does not, if we have known that person is going to die, he would not have made a nether. That's L'shkiach. It's uncommon that person would happen to die shortly after he makes the nether. Let's say that person became poor, then it's common that person should lose money and become poor. This is based on the Gemara with Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara in the Dharm that says, Gemara in the Dharm, the Samach Talam Abbeis, that Moshe Rabbeinu made a shvua to Yisra that he's going to stay in Midian, he's not going to go back to Mitzrayim. And then when it came time for him to go back, Hashem told him to go back to Mitzrayim and take the Yidden out of Mitzrayim. He said he made a shvua to Yisra. So Rabbi Levi says Hashem told him, all the people who wanted to kill you, they died. So you see from this, you can make a Pesach out of an unexpected thing that happened later on. Because Misa is not common that those people would die. And still you see Hashem was master of nether with the fact that those people died. The Chum say no. It doesn't mean that people died. It means they became poor. It's referring to Dostum Avir. They did not die. They're still around later on, years later. But it means that they became poor, they lost their money, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu has no reason to be scared of them anymore. And that was, yeah, a good Pesach. Hashem was matir, his nether was matir, his shvut, Yisrael. He's allowed to go back now, leave Midian and go back to Yisrael. Because this circumstance, that Dostum Avirim would become poor, the people who were out to attack Moshe Rabbeinu would become poor and lose all the power and the prestige, that's a common enough thing that we could say that's not noilad. It is legitimate, it is valid for a Pesach. Then, Sifid Gimel, we have the next halach of our Gemara. The Alvish ain't poiskim in noilad, because I'm a Pesach of noilad, poiskim with nine noilad. For example, someone made a nether to be a nozzle before the Beis Mikdash was destroyed, and then it got destroyed. We cannot make a Pesach and say, if you'd known the Beis Mikdash got destroyed, would you have made the nether? Because that's uncommon. We could make a Pesach and say, if someone would have come at the time of the nether, and we'll try to convince you the Beis Mikdash is destroyed, don't make your nether, it's going to be destroyed, or it was destroyed, you'll try to talk you out of it, and the person says, oh, that person would have been able to talk me out of it, I would have not been able to resist the pressure, and I would have given in and not made the Naziris. So then, it's a good heter for the nether. Now, why is this a good valid heter for the nether? There's different ways to understand it. Back to our sugya over here. In the Daflam Gimel Beis, the Taisvis that really belongs in our Amalam Beis on the Beis, Taisvis says it's Charata, even though it's not a valid Pesach, but it's Charata. Now we understand there's two ways to imat the nether, with Pesach and with Charata. So though over here with Noila, it's not good to make a Pesach, and Rabbi Yosef Bachar Shar holds the answer of Pesach and Charata, and we try the Chaskula to have both. But okay, even though we don't have a Pesach, we have Charata, and Charata is good enough. And we can't make a Pesach, we will be imat the nether just Charata by itself, just the mere fact the person regrets making the nether by itself. However, the Pirush Rosh, the side of our Gemara, he says it's similar to the Gemara in the Dharm Chafal on the base, where we say if 10 people would come and try to talk me out of the nether, would you have made the nether? And over there it's considered a legitimate Pesach. Here also, even though the nether itself is not Pesach, the fact that you could have known that people would try to talk him out of it, people would think that's a mistake to make this nether, would you have still made the nether? And he says, I would not have made the nether. That is a valid Pesach to get out of the nether. And that Gemara in the Dharm Chafal on the base is actually mentioned in our Shulchan Aruch and Sif Zayin also as a valid Pesach, that people would try to talk you out of being the nether, would you have made the nether? And he says, I would not have made the nether. That's considered a valid Pesach. However, the Ran in the Dharm Chafal on the base says it's not a full-fledged Pesach. A Pesach is that there's something wrong, a piece of information pertaining to the nether itself. Like someone made the nether after they made the Naziris, after the Mikdash was destroyed, so then we could say that he was missing a piece of information which affects the Naziris itself. The fact that people might have tried to talk him out of it and he would have listened to that, that's not Pesach. But it's more than a Charata. It's not just that he regrets bringing the nether, it's something in between. And the Ram says that's good enough. It's less than a Pesach, it's more than a Charata. So according to the Rosh, that's what our Knight Nether is. So either it's Charata, which we pass in Nazi Vesif Bukhar Shar, we pass Charata works by itself, it's a Chumra that we try to have a Pesach and a Charata, or it could be even something more than a Pesach. It's something even more than Charata, I'm sorry. It's something akin to a Pesach, whether it's Mamash a Pesach, like the Rosh says, or something in between a Pesach and Charata, like the Ran and the Dorm Chafal from Abbe says. But either way, it's a good way to get out of a nether. So whenever someone makes a nether, we can't use a regular, conventional Pesach because of a problem of Neulin. We try to see if we can do it with something called Tnai Neulin, which is either a basic Charata, or a Pesach, or something in between a Pesach and Charata. Either way it works, because every time we do a Tarsa Dorm, either a Pesach is enough, or Charata is enough. We try to do a Pesach and Charata. Even when Charata by itself, like we said that there must said, and the Taz explained, we try to make sure that the real Charata made Kara, the real regret from the very beginning, and this way we can back to the nether with Charata.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.